This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Gabe, I'm a bit distressed.
I know.
How am I looking this morning? I'm feeling very dishevelled. Like I feel like I haven't slept.
Yeah.
Something's been really bothering me.
I can tell.
I need some help with that.
You look really bad, Ben.
Yeah,
you've got black
right.
circles under your eyes. You've obviously got a little patch of hair missing. Have you been pulling at your hair a little
bit? Yes, I'm very stressed.
You look terrible. Really bad.
Oh, God, like, you don't have to make out like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Well,
I'm just tired.
Yeah, well, you know, I just say maybe just take a look at yourself. A long, hard look at yourself, Ben. I'm a bit worried I'm going through menopause. It is so...
Yeah, why is that?
So hot in here. Are you hot?
No, I feel fine.
Oh, no.
You are sweating bullets, though, and you're very irritable.
I am, yeah. Well, you do the work then, Ben. You do better. Go on, do it. What do you got lined up?
We've got a lot lined up. You're distressed, but I'm very distressed.
Yes.
I haven't been sleeping. There's something that's been keeping me up all night and I need your help on it.
Okay.
Can you help me with it?
Yeah, sure. Yep. I'm happy to help you out with that.
Yep.
It's a good day.
It's a great day.
Be really warm.
It's going to be hot.
It's 27 degrees. Oh. You might as well be in the Bahamas. Don't go to work today. I'll call your boss. Send us a text. I'll call your boss and give him a real good excuse not to go.
What are you
going to
get a medical certificate from SunSmart? You know, the Sun Association. What do you call that?
The Slip Slop Slap Association.
That's the
I'm pretty
one.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just staring into the distance. But the sky is blue. It's going to be a great day. Get out of bed. Get a move on. Let's do this.
Let's do it. That's See You're Alive. Whew, I tell you what, Gabe, I feel alive.
Oh, my goodness. I do too. We just did yoga in the studio. Well, that was... It's the best song to do
yoga. We're just doing three-legged dog.
I know. I didn't know there was a three-legged dog pose, but it's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Opens up your hip, really releases all that energy.
Man, I'm feeling good.
Ooh, saw a couple ex-girlfriends fly out of you. Mine are still inside of me going, let me out, help, help. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, get out of bed. Do
We're feeling
yoga.
It.
It's great. It's
27
real.
Degrees.
Amazing. Put away your warm jumpers and jackets. Get your shorts out.
Not a day you're going to want to go to work, is it?
No. So I offered to the listeners that if you need an excuse as to not go to work,
yes,
let us know and I'll let you give you an excuse. We have had a text in from Darren from Thornbury.
Yep. Hi, Darren.
How you doing, buddy? I can't believe I'm so puffed after doing that yoga.
Yeah, three-legged dog will kill
you. Darren, I've got the perfect excuse for you to not go to work. What you say is that your sister lives in Ballarat. You had a baby, first grandchild in the family. Your mum drove to Ballarat to go visit the baby. On the way home, car broke down. Unfortunately, it's an alternator problem. So you have to go drive up to Ballarat, pick up your mum, take her to the mechanic to get a new alternator. You're probably a little bit handy, like a bit of a mechanic. So you can say you've got to spend the day fixing your mum's car. Just that's it. Long and confusing stories are usually the best, I think. So, Darren, if you need any clarification about that, send us another text and I'll go through it again. But basically, you're not going to work today, mate.
My only thing with that is it kind of sounds like it's the Amazing Race.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Just you might win a prize at the end. Your mother's love. Nah, she probably doesn't love you. It's fine. But you know what, Darren? Pretty sure my mum does. So it's all good. Anyway, we have had a little text in from little Jason. He said, I'm still in bed. I have to get out of bed.
You do need to get out of bed, Jason.
You don't, Jason. What you can do is you can call your boss and tell them that you got an earache. So you went to bed and your ear was a little bit sore and you woke up at 3 a.m. and all of a sudden your ear was really, really... So you've got to go to the hospital now because you don't muck around with ears, little Jason. Probably best you don't go to work.
Don't pay attention to any of this.
Joy.
That's Troye Sivan. I'm so tired. I am really so tired, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
You're here with Ben and Gabe on Joy.
I know, because you're so whiny today. Like,
I haven't been sleeping properly.
What's going on?
A bloody smoke alarm in my house is going off.
Oh,
it
no.
It won't stop.
Oh, really? Are you sure there's not a fire? There's no fire in the house?
There's no fire.
Okay. All right, there's no fire.
No one's smoking cigarettes inside.
No.
And that's what happens every night. It just like it goes off constantly all night.
Well, why don't you just call your landlord or something?
No, they're not wanting the help. They're ignoring all the calls.
Oh, no.
I'm doing online tutorials. I'm looking up like what happens with a smoke alarm if it keeps beeping. all I can think to do is we just keep hitting it with the broomstick.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we're just like hitting the button with it.
How many holes have you put in the roof?
Well, the other night we hit rock bottom. We're sick of it because it's been going on for at least a week.
Oh, wow.
A week.
Constant. I'm surprised your neighbours aren't complaining.
Yeah, well.
What did you do?
We basically clawed it off with the broomstick because it's been waking up my housemate Ezra as well.
Yeah, right. So you just need to buy a new fire alarm or?
Well.
What's it doing? Is it just constant, just not stopping?
Yeah, it's just making this sort of beep beep sound.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like consistently or just in little periods?
Pretty consistently. Okay. There's no smoke. Do you think there could be anything wrong?
Are you sure that the battery just doesn't need changing? Because daylight savings has been on. You probably is it the battery?
Do you think it's the battery?
I reckon it is probably the battery. Okay, all you had to do was change the battery. You put holes in the roof trying to get this thing out.
Well, it wouldn't shut up. It's malfunctioning. It has to be.
You idiot. Now, you just got to change the alarm.
Hang on, when did you become the technical pro?
It's everybody knows that,
I'll come
Ben.
Off at Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Everybody knows that you had to change a fire alarm battery and that's how you know it would beep. It's not constantly. It's not going off from dawn till dusk.
Look, we just couldn't be bothered getting a ladder. It was just easy to just claw it off with a broomstick.
So your housemate was involved in this as well? I thought he was quite a smart man.
No.
He didn't know.
Well, hang on. I think you're being rough. We've been losing a lot of sleep.
A lot. It goes off like once an hour, you hear a beep, beep.
It's been going off all night.
You are so dramatic. I bet it hasn't. It's just been I can't believe it. Where is it now?
It's on the floor. It's broken.
I can just imagine you two just slamming it with the broom. You're an idiot. I can't believe that Ezra didn't realise.
Would you want to come over and be our handyman?
I'll come fix it for sure. Mm. I can fix the roof as well.
Look, I think you're slagging off my housemate a bit too much.
Yeah, I thought he was a smart guy. What an idiot.
I reckon we get him on the line.
Yeah.
After this song.
Yeah.
We get him to defend himself.
I think he needs to.
I think you're being too vicious.
He seems like a reasonable person. You, I'd understand, but Ezra, come on.
I don't get it. It's malfunctioning.
It's not malfunctioning. Just change the batteries, you idiot. Get him on the phone. We have had a text in from Andy the tradie. Now, you don't have to
Hi, Andy.
You don't have to be a tradie to know that when your alarm beeps, your smoke alarm, that you just need to change the battery. Andy the tradie is like, you have a flat battery, mate. Change your battery. How could you not have known this?
Oh, get off my back, Andy.
So we've got Ezra on the line. Hello, Ezra.
Good morning, Gabe.
It's very lovely to be speaking
to you. Now, just if anyone's just tuned in right now, me and my housemate Ezra have been very distressed. This smoke alarm has been going off night after night for about a week constantly.
Dramatic.
Ezra hit rock bottom the other night. He clawed it off the ceiling with a broomstick. We also need to mention that Ezra and myself have been poking at it with a broomstick, pressing the button, trying to get it to stop. We thought it was malfunctioning. You're saying it's a battery.
Ezra, it was just a battery. I can't believe you've just messed up the whole roof trying to get this thing down. You changed the battery.
Look, I actually think this is the peak of humanity. This is what we call necessity being the father of invention.
I did
hit rock bottom, but I managed to stop the beeping. The crucial detail that you're missing here, Gabe, is that only a month ago, the detective inspecting people, the people that come and look at your fire alarm, came and checked them all. So riddle me this, why is it still beeping?
Okay.
Yeah, they did come to service it. They did.
If it's just the battery. Anyway, we couldn't even reach the top to get the battery out. So how do you think we're going to get it off the roof?
Look, I'll be honest.
Tell me this.
Then Ezra, this is not the way this is meant to plan out. I'm meant to make you look like an idiot, not you make me look like an idiot.
Look, we could have just got a ladder.
You could have just got
a ladder. We could have.
It is quite easy to reach as well.
You could have called a lesbian or Andy the tradie.
You come over. You be our bloody...
We don't know any lesbian.
Handy man.
We don't even know what a ladder is.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's tall. It's like
I tried with a chair, but it was a bit high up there.
So he's very worked up now. You've upset Ezra.
Well,
I'm never asking you for advice again.
Sleep.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying you could have saved yourself by just buying a $5.99 AA pack of batteries and
Have you called the fire brigade, Gabe?
Well, probably because your alarm's been going off for 3 days. They finally got there and they're trying to help. Oh, okay. Well, Ezra, just so you know, any other problems with appliances at your place, just let me know. I'll come over and fix it for you.
Well, how long will that take you? About 10 days, knowing you?
No, I'll come within the next 3 days between the hours of 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. You have to stay home.
We'll take the day off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you can give me a few excuses.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, I could say that you ripped out your fingernails trying to get the alarm out of the roof.
Well, there is a gaping hole in our roof right now, so.
There is. And the problem about this whole thing is we're not protected anymore.
Oh, we've just had another message. This is great. So you sure it's just a smoke detector? Maybe it's a carbon monoxide detector too. Well, all the budgerigards we keep are dead. So could that be a sign?
That could be a sign.
We do eat a lot of Mexican.
Either way, that thing is not working anymore. You guys have really done a number on it.
Look,
so.
Ezra, thank you so much for taking the time out.
Take any opportunity to defend myself against Gabe, comfortably coming for us.
And next time, you're mine.
If anyone wants to come reinstall our smoke alarm, get in contact with the Joy Studios.
My number is 04.
We've had another text in. I'm giving out excuses to not be at work.
All right, yes.
They said, I'm at work, already unlocked and turned off the alarms. What you say now is you kick the bucket, right? It was dark when you kind of got to work and you kick the corner of a chair. You're pretty sure you've broken your toe. You're in a lot of pain. You got to hobble to the doctor. Now, good thing is, because it's your foot, they'll never see it because it'll be under your shoes. They'll never know that your toe's not back and boo. Mm. Yeah, that's it. You've kicked the bucket. Mm. You've broken a toe. You can't be at work with a broken toe. It's terrible. You need to be at the beach enjoying the sun and the rays and the fun and the laughter and the water. Do that. You've kicked the bucket. Go home now. It's great. You've been to work. You've turned off the alarm. So basically what you're saying is I am a good employee. I wanted to be there, but unfortunately I've got to look after myself now.
God, you're full of shy. Gabe, what have you been listening to lately? What sort of music are you into?
I've been listening to Mojo Juju a lot. She's
amazing Australian artist.
She's so good. She's so good. Double cross my heart and stick a needle in my eye.
So much cred.
Also Beth Hart.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit of old
school. She's an English
rock.
Singer.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
I feel like she is.
Yeah. Mm. Her song Love is a Lie.
Love is a lie. Sucking you dry.
Ah, oh, it's so good. So that's just my answer.
You sound a bit jaded.
I'm not jaded.
Is there a reason why you're listening to that?
No, because, it's a good song. Mm. And it's rocky. Mm. And I like a bit of rock.
Suddenly I'm your therapist. Do you want to know something I've been listening to?
What?
The new Kylie Jenner song.
Oh, no.
Skyrocketing up the charts.
Is she a singer?
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently. Have you heard this new song, Gabe?
No, I haven't.
It's a new one from Kylie Jenner.
Oh, God. Oh, there's a bit of auto-tune there, isn't there?
Do you know how this song came about?
No.
You'd be living under a rock if you didn't know about this.
I live under a rock.
You are a turtle.
Turtles don't live
so
under.
So Kylie Jenner, she did this tour of her office last week.
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, everyone focus on this one part of the tour where she goes into her child's nursery and wakes her kid up and she says, rise and shine. She said it in a certain way that apparently everyone thought was funny.
Okay.
And it's become this huge sensation. It's become a meme. It's become a gif. Everyone's going on about it. And now they've made a remix.
Oh, so they've produced a song. Is this the first song she's ever sung?
Yes.
Hopefully the last. It's terrible. Mm. It's so bad. Even the kind of the music sounds like it's been auto-tuned.
Yeah. Look, I don't get this.
Yeah.
No, but I don't get most things like TikTok.
TikTok's great. You should get onto TikTok.
Terrible.
It's really,
do you mean? Really like TikTok?
It's great. My housemate's girlfriend,
that's your housemate's girlfriend.
But she's a YouTube superstar and she's onto TikTok. And if she's on it, it must be good. You should get on it, Ben.
I don't
want
to get on it at all. You were talking last week about all those like bloody dog shaming videos like Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
50 million views.
Denver the guilty dog. Adorable. Why don't you get behind this stuff? And there's so many good memes out there.
Well, I can't get most of these things on my 3310.
So many great memes. Oh man, how good's the bad luck Brian meme?
I don't know that.
You don't know that?
No.
How can you not know that?
No, what is that?
Okay, let's try something else. I'm not going to explain memes to you on air. Grumpy cat, great meme.
No, is that Garfield?
No, it's not. It's not Garfield. What about that distracted boyfriend? Do you know where there's the two girls?
What's distracted boyfriend?
Oh, well, you should know all about distracted boyfriends.
Oh, wait, hang on. Is that the one where he's turning around?
Yes.
They superimpose different people's faces on
that.
That's
right. So you know that meme. That's the one meme you like or you don't?
I know it. I'm not saying I like it. Most of the time when my friends upload like memes and GIFs, I just exit out of the chat. Isn't it better to focus on the real things in this world, like Mother Nature, exercise, reading a book?
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Am I just getting too old?
You're getting too old. Maybe it's you going through menopause and that's why I'm overheating, because you're going through it. You're young, you're fit, you're virile. Mm. You should be all over this
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not into it.
Well, when did you turn into a grumpy old man? Oh, my goodness, you're wearing a Golden Girls t-shirt. I've not noticed that. You are a Golden Girl.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro, and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
I think they were having sex.
Oh, really?
You know how bosoms make that? You know that sound? You know that sound that they do?
How did you know it's not your housemate?
He's not having sex, I can tell you right now.
Okay, oh, a bit of shade. Hopefully he's not listening.
He's not listening.
Now, you just heard a little bit of a clip of Ben talking about possums.
I think I could have a great career in animal sound making. That was completely unrehearsed, off the cuff.
No.
I'm a natural.
Really?
Yes.
That was unrehearsed?
I could be the next Jim Henson. I could be like an animal puppeteer voice coach.
Maybe. Is this a talent of yours?
I think so.
Have you got any other animal sound effects that you think you could do?
I don't know.
Come on. Okay. I'm trying to think of an iconic animal. Okay. Dog's boring, cat's boring. How about kookaburra? Can you do a kookaburra?
Just giving me the most complex bird in the range.
Well, do it. I don't. Come on, if you're going to be a pro.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of exercise.
Just need to do a bit of a warm up.
Okay, kookaburra. That's brilliant. I think we should make this a weekly thing.
Okay. Was that all right?
It's almost like there's a kookaburra in the studio, Ben.
It is. It's clawing at my shoulder right now. It wants me to give it a cracker. Do kookaburras eat crackers?
This is quite the talent, Ben. I think we should explore this further.
We could get some audience feedback.
Yeah.
What other birds or animals could I do?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Let's do that. Mm. This is quite – I never knew this about you, Ben. Yeah. We've had a text in from Andy the Tradie,
great
friend of the show. He said, morning.
Great
I can
with
do
a drill, I think, too.
And a belt. He said, I can do a crow sound effect, and he's written it, but I will try and – do you want to do it or should I do it, Ben?
Why don't you try this one?
Okay, so this is the crow sound
you
effect.
You can't make the master work like that.
You're not
you
a
know
monkey.
What I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to do it. Okay, here we go.
That's actually really good.
It's not bad,
almost
huh?
Almost kind of creepy, but so, really good.
Well, if you take my comedy job, I can take your sound effect job.
Beautiful. You got a deal. You know who's really hot right now?
Who?
Everyone's getting hot under the collar
Don't
about this
me.
Person.
Don't say Miley.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
She's like really annoyed everyone.
Yeah.
Because she's basically come out and said that she once thought she had to be gay because she developed a dislike for all men after breaking up with Liam Hemsworth. She was like, I just can't be with like men anymore, uh-huh. So I just must be gay.
Uh-huh.
But she's now claimed that she's okay now because she's now with Cody Simpson, so she's not gay anymore.
Oh, gosh.
She basically said, I just always thought I had to be gay because, like, all guys are evil, but it's, like, not true. I now know that there's good men out there.
Right.
Mm.
It's very, very valid opinion.
She also had a really great opinion where she said, you don't have to be gay. There are good people with dicks out there. You've just got to find them.
Oh, my God.
So there's
goodness.
Lots of like dicks hiding around, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, maybe if I found the right one, I'd be straight.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, how many do you have to try? Because I've got a pretty busy schedule. I can't just be out there just trying dicks to find the right one.
I reckon it'd be like a dartboard with you, covered in pinpricks. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
That's too much, isn't it?
Okay,
what do you reckon? So Miley has basically come out and said that she thought she had to be gay because her breakup was so tumultuous. So she got with a woman. She got with Caitlin Carter.
Yeah.
How long did they date for? Like a month or something?
Now
she's with Cody Simpson. She seems to be flip-flopping a bit.
She's a bit... Okay, so the first thing is, do you reckon Miley was queer baiting when she had this like all these shots hitting the media about with her and her girlfriend?
I think she's a bit open. I think she's Miley. Open. I think she's a bit anything goes.
So she is an ally, but she's just a bit of an idiot. Is this what we're saying?
Potentially, yes.
Because she's. I mean, I don't want to go on about it, but Miley, you can't just choose to be. You can't be. People don't go gay because they had a bad experience with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
She's an idiot. Anyway, how long is what? She was super lonely. How long was she broken up with Liam before she hooked up with this other girl?
I think it was like a couple of days.
I heard it on the news that she had broken up with Liam. I was putting my shoes on. So I was on my right shoe when I found out that she was separated and single. By the time I put my left shoe on, she was already in a relationship again. It's like, oh, my God, I was single for, like, 3 hours and it was the worst time of my life.
She's bloody lucky. I mean, I wouldn't mind breaking up with someone than just finding someone 5 minutes later.
So, okay, let's assume that Miley wasn't trying to be controversial by saying you choose to...
Well, she is a bit of an ally. I think she's come out and she said that she was... She's just come out and just rephrased what she said. She said, I was talking shite about sucky guys, but let me be clear. You don't choose your sexuality. You are born as you are. It has always been my priority to protect the LGBTQ community I am part of. Happy Monday.
Okay. Happy Monday. As if.
Yeah.
So this guy that she was dating, she's dating now?
Yep, Cody Simpson.
Cody Simpson.
Who kind of looks like a blonde twink, if anyone's ever seen him before.
I think he looks...
Quite twinky, quite elf-like.
Oh, okay. Mm. He's quite tall. He feels a bit more Lurch-like to me.
Okay.
You know, Lurch from the Addams Family?
Yeah.
And then I heard him do an interview where he said he covered one of Miley Cyrus's songs, which was Jolene. I was like, that is not Miley's. That has to be Dolly Parton's song.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with these people covering Miley's song?
Seems
Jolene?
Like you're a bit angry.
I love Dolly Parton, and how dare he say that Miley Cyrus wrote that song? How dare he?
Probably a little bit uneducated. Yeah.
Idiot. Anyway, that's what you get with Lurch. We've had a text in from Dave who says, Miley is an attention seeker, nothing more. I'm with you there, Dave. Absolute attention seeker.
I'm still team Miley. I just think she's kind of misstepped her words.
I'm not team Miley. I'm team Billy. Achy, breaky heart kind of.
I'm still hanging on to there are good people with dicks out there.
Yeah, well, do you know?
Why date a person for their brains? Just
Well, I'm go for that. Not yeah. dating people. Okay, I've got to stop now. It's a great day. The sun is shining. Get out of bed. Get into the day. It's a ripper.
It was a great day on Saturday.
I
Because we're at the Northside Bizarre.
Yarrities.
I don't know why I'm saying that in a pirate voice.
I don't know, because there was a lot of wenches there,
well,
I guess.
Well, if anyone doesn't know what the Northside Bizarre is, it celebrates kink and fetish and also raises funds for Joy 94.9 and Thorn Harbour Health. So
That's
we did
right.
a live broadcast there.
There was a lot of leather.
A lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
Jock straps and whips and men in rubber costumes.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're a bit hot under the collar, you might not know how to handle it.
Well, that's, I don't know. I think everyone there was feeling pretty relaxed and comfortable.
I think so too.
Mostly.
Yes.
So we were broadcasting on air from location. I felt like a celebrity. It was great.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, actually, you had so many boys coming up to you wanting hugs and saying hi. You were like this little celebrity.
I'll go
thing
along
going
with
on.
That narrative. I appreciate that a lot.
No
I do
worries.
Appreciate that. My mum keeps messaging me because we made a joke on air about me wearing my lucky jock strap and that we'd be auctioning it.
Yeah, and we wanted to auction it, but they asked us to respectfully decline. They said, no, thank you.
Well, we got $100 for me to not show it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's $100 gone to Joy and Thorn Health Harbour. There was an after party afterwards.
There was an after party. I quite enjoyed that, letting my hair out.
Yeah, at the Laird.
At the Laird.
Quite often, mostly, just all male venue.
Yeah.
And
there
I
were a few
in.
Women around.
There were a few.
Did you like it?
I mean, sure, it's great. They let me in. Ooh, thanks for letting me into your
you
secret club.
You didn't like
club.
It, did you?
Well, it was just a lot of men. There weren't many lesbians around. There wasn't much eye candy for me. But because I don't get to go into that venue very often.
There was like one woman in every 20?
Yeah. There was. But most of the women I saw there were actually coupled as well.
Yeah, right.
There weren't many single lesbians hanging around.
Yep.
But because I was in the Leds and I don't often get that opportunity, I made sure to just spray my feminine hormones everywhere. Think a cat on heat. So yep. I was just backing up to all the walls and So for the next week or so, I think that there's going to be a lot of confused men in there. Like, oh, where's the girl?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not there.
You didn't hang around though for long, did you?
Well, what was there for me?
You left to find the nearest lesbian within a 20-kilometer radius.
Yeah, I had to go out to Dandenong.
That's a long way for a cat to travel.
It's a long way.
What'd you do? Like go on the back of a truck?
No, I drove myself because I'm a talented woman.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I mean, how long did you stay? Probably all night.
Oh, I left around, I think I left at about 9.
Oh, that's pretty early for
you. Yeah, no. Well, I had work the next day.
Okay, fair enough.
I knew I was a few sheets to the wind, though, because I had to walk from Collingwood. Where's the Laird is off? Yeah, the Laird is off, though. What's the main road?
Punt Road.
Yeah. No, Hoddle Street.
Yes.
Off okay. Hoddle Street. And I had to walk from Hoddle Street to Brunswick Street. And I knew I was a few sheets to the wind because I was playing Spandau Ballet in my earphones. You've been listening to Better Gabe on Joy. Make sure you head to the Joy website. You can hear all of our podcasts. You can hear them on Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming services. We've got 2 new ones up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get on our Instagram page, Ben and Gabe Joy, one word, and you can see photos of us at Northside Bazaar.
Yes.
It's been a great day.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.